Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour.
101.5 UMFM.
All right. Welcome to A Sordid Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. The station is 101.5 UMFM. Hope everybody enjoyed their holidays over the weekend, however you celebrate it. And if you don't celebrate the holidays, well, that's okay too. Hope you had a good weekend. Seeing as this is the last episode of 2022, I thought we could run down some of my favorite releases of the year. How about we start things off with one of my favorite local bands? This is the Sorrells off their latest release, Love Your Rock and Roll. This is Make Me Party on A Sordid Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Down in the a different meal with the corner that I turn now. Sometimes I wanna hide, I wanna bury all I've ever done, sit and try and scratch my name out of this hall of fools. I've got to get out of here. I think I'll go down to Katie's house and try and disappear.
Cigarettes and drink nights away. Cast memories aside, unclench our fists and open up our eyes. And I see there.
I try.
bayou gate. It's black and blue upon my face, and I see you there, and I still see you there.
Hey, hey, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're taking a look back at the year 2022 and some of the best releases, in my opinion. We just heard Basically Nancy with a track called Misery from their self-titled debut album put out by Graveface Records. Nice, healthy dose of 90s nostalgia. Francie Moon before that with the track In the Light from the album What Are We Really Even Doing, put out by Half Shell Records. That's one that I just can't get enough of. I can listen to that album over and over again. Before that, we had Claire Therese and The Lockdown with the track You Look Like Heaven from their debut LP Villainy. Been a fan of this project for a few years, so I was very glad to see these songs finally put down in physical form. Before that, we had Sam Humphrey with a track called Enemies from the album All Blonde in Dreamland. This one snuck in at the tail end of the year, but it was an instant addition to the list. I really dig the raw, heartfelt blend of garage and folk. And we started the set off with the Sorrells. That was Make Me Party from their third EP, Love Your Rock and Roll, once again put out by Retta Records. I was a little bummed about the departure of the guitarist Jen Alexander. That was announced earlier this year, but it seems that new life has been given in the addition of guitarist Paige Drobot. Let's hope we hear some more from them. How about we kick things up a notch? This is The Strip from their debut album, Ain't No Crime to Rock and Roll, on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
You my vertical fears, but when I see them there, stuck years ago, there's nothing left to do but convert it. Machine.
All right, all right. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. We're taking a look back at 2022 with some of my favorite releases. We just heard No Bro out of Montreal with a track called Not Myself. From their EP, Live Your Truth, Shred Some Gnar. No Bro always bringing their A-game. Scrunchies before that with No Home Planet from their album Feral Coast, put out by Dirt Nap Records. Chinese Medicine with Two-Faced from their EP Diaspora. That band came out of the blue at me, but what a fantastic, fantastic EP, just top-notch. Bobby Lee's before that with Dig Your Hips from their latest album, Bellevue, put out by Ipecac Records. This is a band to watch for. Head before that with Runaway from their debut album, Satisfaction. I know some of these songs were released a few years back, but they've finally been compiled into a proper album, recorded by none other than Ian Blurton. And we started the set off with The Strip, that was Draw the Line from their debut album, Ain't No Crime to Rock and Roll. And what a blistering debut that is from these Australian sleaze rockers. Now, any year that sees Man or Astroman release new music is a good year, and this year was no exception. They put out their Distant Pulsar double 7-inch. Let's take a listen to the title track off that. This is Man or Astroman on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. Hey, hey, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. This episode, we're taking a look back at some of the best releases of 2022. We just heard Dead Fibers out of Edmonton. That was the track Something's Wrong With My Head from their debut album, John Q. Citizen. Pleasure Venom before that from Austin, Texas. That was a track called Acidity from their album Rebirth Return. That was another late addition. That one snuck in right at the end of the year. We heard Leak before that with Deep Pour from the album of the same name. Those guys out of Berlin. That was put out by Adagio 830. Same before that with Automatsko Pisanie from their album Nizust. Now, this band had been on my radar for a few years, as it's the latest project featuring Dmitry Petrovich of Vlasta Popich. But it wasn't until their third album that they really caught my ear. And we started the set off with Manor Astroman. That was Distant Pulsar from their double 7-inch of the same name, put out by Chunklet Industries. Well, folks, looks like we're running out of time here. I'm going to leave you off with what I consider the best release of the year. Russell Simmons, formerly of the John Spencer Blues Explosion, has a new band out called Service. They put out a phenomenal album called Drag Me. We're going to hear the track Who Are You Anyway? Keep listening to UMFM for some more great programming. We'll be back next year. We'll be back next week. Start the new year off nice and fresh. Remember, kids, have fun, be safe, and have a happy new year.
came around.